Hey guys, welcome back to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. We're so thrilled you're part of these. Our hope is that they're helpful, that they're encouraging, that they help you start the day off on the right foot. Now, we talk about a lot of different topics that come up in our day-to-day life, but if there's something particular that you'd love for us to address, feel free to drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'll make sure we include that in a future episode. Or the last several ones that I've been a part of, we've been talking about this four-part teaching that came from O Night Divine. We started with this idea that God promised that a Savior was coming, and that He also promised that a people were being redeemed. Well, today, I want to talk about this idea of the kingdom. It's a really big deal in the Bible. Throughout His lifetime, Jesus actually talked about the kingdom of Lot. He said to His followers, "The kingdom of God is in your midst." He said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God," even when He stood before Pilate. This is the guy that could have chosen to set Jesus free or sentence Him to death. Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world." After Jesus rose from the dead, He turns to His disciples and He tells them, "All authority has been given to me. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." What we see is that Jesus was not telling them this is where the story ends. He's saying there's more to be done. There's something I'm still doing. I'm still building my kingdom. And you could tell the disciples had some tension going on in that moment. They had one more question. They asked Jesus, "But Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And Jesus answered in a way that surprised them. He said, "It's not for you to know the times or the dates that the Father has set by His authority. But here's what you do need to know, that you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you're going to be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Jesus is saying, we're still building the kingdom. See, I think the reason why Jesus doesn't simply take us to heaven when we're saved is because He wants us to help build the kingdom as well. He wants to use us, He wants to use our stories to help save other people from an eternity separated from God. He wants to keep building His kingdom, and He's given us everything that we need to accomplish that in the Holy Spirit. See, the Bible teaches that the fruit of the Spirit, the outcome of a life that's lived in sync with the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If these are the characteristics of God, then they're the characteristics of the kingdom of God. See, the Holy Spirit wants to bring glory to God by bringing joy to God's people, goodness to His people, peace and gentleness, and so on. And as Christians, the Holy Spirit is inside of us. Therefore, we must go and make disciples. We must expand the kingdom of God, because here's the truth. Eternity is at stake, and Jesus promised that He's coming again. One of the things I love about Christmas and this season is it reminds us that it's more than this moment. It's about His kingdom. Well, as we close in prayer today, maybe there's somebody that's on your heart that God just keeps bringing to mind that needs to know Him, that needs to experience His kingdom. Would you take just a moment and to pray for them by name? Would you pray specifically that God would do a work in them to bring them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light? Have a great day. We'll see you back here for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.